Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Lioness Lounge. I am your host, Takresha Blunt. I am also the coach and founder of Takresha S. Blunt Coaching and Consulting LLC. This podcast is being brought to you by Blissful Brew Teas, your online specialty tea company. So, all right, I was looking at something, so that's why I sounded like I was a little down, but I was trying to see something. So, I miss you guys. I haven't been on here in a little bit. Things have been crazy. I mean, like, just busy, busy, busy. I am so tired. I woke up. I fell asleep early, and I've been up since 2 a.m., and then I dozed back off, and now I'm back up, and it's kind of rough this morning, but we're going to shake that off, and we're going to keep it going. So I wanted to just talk about limitations of a woman. And tonight I'm doing a Zoom call with two of my groups combined together, because the limitation of a woman is the expectation of others. And I'll explain when I say that. We're limited because others expect us to be what they desire us to be. And women, for some odd reason, feel like they have to live up to the expectations of others. I'm not speaking about a man because I'm not a man. I can only speak about the women. We're expected to only be as successful as our circle, our family, or what have you tell us that we should be. A lot of you are afraid to step out and really be who you could be. A lot of you want to be business owners, but you won't do the work. You make all kind of excuses. You procrastinate. You hold on to what was versus what can be and what will be if you get out of your own way. The only person that's stopping you from being successful, the only person that's stopping you from living the life that you desire is you. You make your own rules. You make your own laws of how you're going to live. The abundance of you is you. The life of you is you. And it's the saddest part about it is a lot of you need to let go of the people that are holding you back. But you're so afraid to make new friends. You're so afraid to travel alone for a little while until the right people come along. I told them that tonight I'm going to open up and tell them some things. Because at 30 years old, I was still being what you would call bully. You need to do this. You should live like this. You should. Those was the most miserable days that I ever lived. Those days were so sad and depressed because you're trying to live by somebody else's means. And most of the time, the ones that's trying to tell you to hold back and not push you to be your greatest, they're bitter. They're bitter within. So in order for them to feel like they've accomplished or achieved something, they need to keep you beneath them. Because if you grow over them, they're going to feel left alone. They're going to feel unaccomplished. And those bitter people are what's holding you back. That's the only thing you're allowing, because it's not them. They could be bitter and tell you, no, you can't wear your hair blue. But if that's what you want, then you wear your hair blue. If that's what you desire, then you go ahead and you get the blue that you like and you wear it, and you don't let them tell you what to do. I'm doing some rebranding in the tea company. And I had the lady, she did exactly what I asked for. And I love the colors. And I love, it's all flows with my brand. And the lady told me, she said, that's not it. That ain't it. Too many spaces. It's too much space between the words. That's not it. Well, it's not one word. It's three words. Well, no, you need to go back because that's not it. No, the colors, if you just want the color, you need to go back to your old looking. Back before, I would have thought and doubted my choice. Now, I'm like, baby, you do you and worry about your business, your life, and the things you got going on. And let me do me. If it don't do good, guess what? I rebrand it again. I'm not branding it to please one person. I'm branding it to bring business to my brand, to make my brand stand out. I'm not branding it because you want to critique mine, but you're not critiquing your own self. There's a lot of things that we allow other people to spill into our lives. As I was getting ready for work this morning, I turned on, I'm not on Facebook. I took a leave from Facebook because Facebook too negative, too much drama. So I took a little small little break from Facebook. I haven't been on there in about a month now. And I only go to my groups and then I'm back off. I'm not worried about what's on my timeline. I go in the groups that's important and then I log off. Well, I happened to get on Facebook this morning and somebody posted something about Steve Harvey. Steve said this is how it's supposed to be. I'm not that person. I don't idolize anybody. But what the words he speak are true. But if he lives it, I don't know. I'm not that man friend. He don't know me and I don't know him. I know of him. And that's where some of us are wrong at. We get so wrapped up into these celebrities and people, social media famous people, that we don't know them. We just know what they post. We just know what they say. And we don't even realize that this person could be the biggest current artist there is. So this lady who says she's a relationship coach is on here and she's going off and she, you know, she got her temper up and she talking about Steve is a liar and he only doing that to win the women over. So what? You too wrapped up in this damn man life. It's rumored, it's said that he's still treating his ex-wife the same. So what? That's their business. You too busy in their business. Let's talk about your life. Let's talk about your life and everything going on in your life. You're so focused on turning everybody against this man that are supporters of him. Those are his supporters. Everybody has their own audience. But for you to be a relationship coach, you're too wrapped up in trying to tear this man down. You're the negativity, whoever coaches with this lady, is pouring into you. Bitter people go to her. Bitter, broken people go to her. And they go to her because they're bitter, they're broken, and that's the comfortability that they're in. They're comfortable around bitter and broken people. They feed off of each other. Then I go over to Instagram. And on Instagram, you know, it's a little bit more mellow because most of the stuff that I follow is like my tea pages and motivational stuff that uplifts or what have you. But you have this vibe of thinking, if I show you that I tote a Birkin bag, or if I show you that I wear these clothes, or if I show you that I'm on a plane or a private jet, you know, there are people that literally go to the studio and they prop up with these private jets. A jet is not going to allow 30 women on there at one time, or 40 women at one time, bouncing around and jumping and dancing. Federal regulations will shut that company down. The FAA, Federal Aviation Authority, would not even go for that. But a lot of you get so hung up and wrapped into the facade that you give up on you because you're fighting to get in that circle. You're fighting to be a part of a circle that really doesn't even exist. I have been, for the last year, I paid for a coaching program to better my business, to grow my business, to be, you know, put me at another level in my company, my coaching business. And I paid to coach with this one particular lady, and she sold fluff. That's just the bottom line. You know, many of us have checked out already, even though this was, you know, basically a $10,000 program. And if she shows up, she get her assistant to show up, and then they give us bullshit. And I was talking to one lady and she said, well, I just really, you know, I thought that we would get to hang out with them because it looks so cool. So you're going to spend $10,000 just to be somebody's friend. Pretty interesting. And the sad part about it is these people feed off of the mindset of people like this. You know, the whole hype is, you know, if you drink this tea, you're going to have this body like this person. Well, you would have that body like them while you're drinking the tea and you go have cosmetic surgery. Tea isn't going to give you butt. I sell tea. I know all about the weight loss tea, the detox tea, the whole nine yards, what they mix in the teas, all of that. Because I went and I got my tea certification. Because I have a broad interest in tea. So no matter how much tea you drink, your butt isn't going to get bigger. I don't care. You could drink all the tea in China and your butt is not going to get bigger. Look at the Chinese people. They butt not big. They drink detox tea as well. You know? But we get so caught up in the facade and the lies that people tell us that we give up on ourselves. Because we don't feel like we can accomplish their lifestyle, or we can accomplish their look, or we can accomplish their happiness. But those people, if you stop buying from them, one lady on Instagram, she said Birkins, buy Bitcoins versus Birkins. But she wants you to buy into her program. That's about the price of a Birkin bag, if probably, you know, if you buy it resale. So you're going to spend the money to get in her program when you could buy your Birkin bag and still buy you some Bitcoin. We're too desperate as women to be in a circle of other women. And those are sometimes narcissistic attitudes, narcissistic behaviors. Women carry that trait also. It's not just men. They feed off of what you think you can't be. And they build programs so that they could keep you connected to them. There are some amazing coaches out there that work their behind off to provide and to give you the value you need to improve your life, your business, or what have you. But then there are some that have learned how to get over on you. If it's in your heart that you truly want, just say you want to $10,000 bag and you got $10,000. I'm not going to tell you to go and buy that bag right now because all you got is 10. You need to make another 10 so that you can buy it and still have 10. Anything you buy, you should be able to buy twice. My coach now says it, and I've always said that if you can't buy two of them, you don't need it yet. You just got to keep going. If I know I want this car that costs $80,000, okay, and I have $80,000, and I go to the dealership and I buy this car for $80,000, now I have nothing but this $80,000 car and I have no money, or I got to save up again to get back to where I was. I wasn't ready for that car. I'm ready for that car when I can buy it and walk away and still have a happiness in my heart. Not on your face because you're buying it to look, for somebody to look at you and be like, oh, look what she's driving. No, in your heart, do you feel content enough that you purchased this car and you still have the same amount of money? If I pay 80 grand for a car, I need to still have 80 or more available to me. It's just the bottom line. You know, Instagram, when it first started, it was all about sharing pictures of just beautiful pictures or pictures of things, and that's it. Now it has turned into, you know, competing and outdoing and bragging. And a lot of the people are lying to you all. So I want you to stop getting so caught up and putting yourself down because you're not where they are right now. Because you don't feel like, well, they already there and I'm too old. You can still do the things you desire in life no matter your age. When I first got to college at Bethune-Cookman, it was Cookman College at that time before they changed to university. We had a 76-year-old lady in our class. She was enrolling in college for the first time at 76 years old, staying on campus with us. One second. Siemens, too.
Can you just lean in a little closer, please? You're good to go.
All right, thank you. You too. She was 76, and at 76, she was enrolling in college. A lot of people would have been like, oh, no, I'm too old. You're never too old. Don't ever think you're too old. You guys got to stop giving up on you because of other people. You got to stop giving up on you because you don't feel you can accomplish certain things. We can accomplish the things that we desire if we really wanted to. But you got to get out of your own way. And that's the problem with a lot of you. You're in your way. You're in your own way. And you don't know what to do to get out of it. So I am going to get off of here. But I think I'm going to come back and record my podcast while I am coaching tonight. I'll do the disclaimer first to let them know that they're going to be on the podcast. And while I'm doing this coaching, I'm going to do the podcast. So it will start at 7:30. So if the podcast isn't on quite at 7:30, just stay around because it's coming. I just need to do the disclaimer to let them know that they're being recorded on the podcast as well. So have a wonderful Friday. It's Finance Friday. So I will be posting on Instagram a lot about wealth and financing and building your finance goals and how to establish and better your credit. I have some amazing trade lines available. So, connect with me on Instagram at Takresha Blunt. Have a wonderful Friday, and I will talk to you guys again at 7:30. Bye-bye.